Item four.
Item number four, from the Director, Department of Child Support Services, requesting authorization to execute a professional services agreement with DNA Diagnostics Center, Inc., to provide genetic testing services from January 1st, 2014 through December 31st, 2016, with the ability to execute 2 one-year extensions. This item was also referred to the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services. That committee approved it unanimously.
Morning, Mr. Sullivan.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. As the clerk said, this is the periodic renewal of our genetic testing contract. There are only two providers in the whole country that are approved in order to be able to do this by the FDA. DDC Diagnostics is the same company that we've used in the past. These are the folks downstairs outside of the child support office in room 100, where this is a cheek swab on a Q-tip for genetic testing for the family court. We do close to 7,000 of these a year, and we request your approval of the contract.
Supervisor Juzik.
You do show that it's the price of $29.50 per person. Is the person receiving the test also paying for it?
The costs of operating the genetic testing are built into our contract from the state, where there are that can be assigned into the child support funding that they end up paying. So that does get recouped, Supervisor.
To the extent you can recoup.
To the extent possible, yes.
So the answer is yes, basically.
Yes, and also I would add that a piece of good news, the actual cost per test has been reduced in this contract from about $32 down to $29.50.
Great. Mr. Chair, move approval.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. Any further questions? If not, would you take the roll, please?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Aye. Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve and recommend for adoption prevails.
Thank you.